Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather once again. We're mindful of so many places in the world where there's a real price to pay to be your child. We don't have that yet here. But Lord, I would pray the church here would wake up and really value that relationship that you have made available for each of us. And so let's pray today, Lord, for what you would have us to pray for, whether it's for the persecuted church or whether it's for the unpersecuted church. And I don't know who needs prayer the worst. But time is short. There must be an urgency. We know the rapture is coming. We know our last breath is coming. We know every unbeliever's last breath is coming. And while we don't know when, we know it is. And so, Lord, help us to use, even today, this 10th day, I think it is, of June, for your glory and, Lord, for prayer and for willingly following what you have for us to do minute by minute as we go through the day. Guide us now as we look at yet another praise psalm. These praise psalms are so beautiful because they are so true. We need to praise you. We need to thank you. We need to worship you because you are so awesome, so wonderful. So guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we continue in the reigning, R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G, not R-A-I-N-I-N-G, reigning psalms, where we're celebrating basically the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is Old Testament. Now, this is not New Testament. This is looking forward to the Messiah. Hasn't come yet, where we look back to the Messiah having come in the first time, but not the second time yet. So there's some similarities in that regard. This one is entitled, Praise to the Lord for His Holiness. What does holiness mean to you? What does holiness mean to me? What does His holiness mean to us? We know He has told us, commanded us actually, be holy, for I am holy. And that command has always been one kind of a little bit not clear in my mind because I know I can't be holy. But that's not the point there. The point is be holy. Why? Because He is holy and I'm His. So it's His holiness that I'm talking about, not mine. So His holiness, what does that mean to you? Well, holy in the Hebrew is kodesh. And it also, another word for holiness is, or holy is sacred. Set apart, sacred, and of course, in His case, perfectly right, perfectly pure, perfectly everything, His holiness. So this psalm is a praise to that, and I'll just read it, and then we'll sing a praise song. The Lord reigns. Now, the Lord here we have seven times in nine verses, Jehovah, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. The Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh, reigns. Let the peoples tremble. Now, we just added 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Very, very similar to the start of Psalm 97. Verse 2, the Lord is great in Zion. Now, where's Zion as far as the promises to Israel goes with respect to the church? Is He great in you? You're part of the church. The Lord is great in Zion. Is He great in you? He is high above, I love this word, all the people. So this is absolutely end times. There's no way he's always going to be high above, but all people won't recognize Him until then. He's high above all of them, however. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Isn't that beautiful? And then first of many holy, He is holy. Verse 5, He is holy. Verse 9, He is holy. And so it's about His holiness. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. And again, we get this equity again for the second week in a row, which I'm trying to turn that word around instead of such a word I hate so much with the government these days, because that means anything but what it means here. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. And then beautiful term here, exalt, a command, exalt the Lord our God and worship. Exalt and worship at his footstool. He is holy. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon Yahweh. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance or statutes he gave them. You answered them, O Jehovah, O Yahweh, O Lord, our God. You were to them. This is a good description of him, Jehovah Hesed, God who forgives, God who forgives. Isn't that a great God to have, a God who forgives?
Amen.
How we need that, a God who forgives. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, in other words, there are consequences to sin. And then back to the word exalt again. This is just a repeat. So out of nine verses here, we got one verse repeated twice. So I guess that's emphasis, isn't it? What is it? Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill for or because the Lord our God is holy. So let us sing our old standby here. Holy, 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 all right? I say standby because we sing this a lot, but it is just this great old hymn that we all know. Let's stand and sing this together. Okay, while you're still standing, let's just responsibly read this psalm. These words are not that difficult to understand, and I think maybe if we can just focus on these words, it might be as helpful as it can be with regard to getting the thrust of praising him here. I'll read the first and odd-numbered verses, if you would just respond. I think you got your notes or your Bible on the even-numbered verses. So Psalm 97, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Now, if you would do the even number verse. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved.
The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples.
Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy.
King's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy.
Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them.
Yes. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances he gave them. So let's all read verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. All right, you may have a seat. Father, we just thank you for being reminded to praise your name for your holiness. And Lord, even as we just spend a few minutes in your word and singing and reading the scripture, it just seems, at least to me, all the world and the problems and all that kind of bad news and all of that kind of gets put in the right spot. And we see you and your awesomeness a little more clearly. And it is so wonderful and so great. And we know everything is under your view. You know everything that's ever going to happen. Nothing catches you by surprise. It's never, oh, how could that have happened? You knew from the beginning of time, even before time began, everything that would ever happen, because you can't learn anything. And so may we not get so frustrated at times. How could this possibly happen? And particularly telling you all the details of the bad stuff happening, thinking that you don't know. You know. And so, Lord, here we are today. Guide us and lead us in this time of prayer and hearts, that we would just be pleasing in your sight. And we would be focused on you and not ourselves, Lord. We are just so in this flesh, so selfish and so always just wanting to pray about me and all of my problems and all of that. And there's a place for that. But there's also a place to praise you and to honor you and not demand that you do things that you've already done, such as save this nation, such as heal this land. You've already promised you would if we, your people, would humble ourselves, bow down to you, pray to you, and more importantly than anything else, turn from our wickedness. And being silent in the face of evil would border on the wickedness, it would seem to me, that the church is so guilty of. So, Lord, help us now as we spend these moments in prayer, as led by your Spirit. Let's pray. Father, that so reminds me of the comments from Mike Pompeo that I heard this morning regarding Nigeria, and how one of the early things that he was instrumental in was putting them on the restricted list, because there's more people being killed in Nigeria by far than any place else on this planet. And yet one of the early things Biden did, as you know, Lord, was take that restriction away. And more interested in having Nigeria fly the rainbow flag and being woke than in coming against religious persecution. So, Lord, We've lost our way in so many places, and you know all of this, and you're allowing it to happen, and you're demonstrating to the world that when a nation turns its back on God, bad things happen.
That's right.
And so, Lord, we no longer have the goodness of the American way to point or lead anyone else, because we're almost leading in the wickedness now in so many ways, far surpassing the Muslim countries, far surpassing even the Hindus, really, in a lot of ways, as far as some of this wickedness goes. No place is unwicked, but, Lord, our wickedness is exceeding. And so we are in agreement how our nation needs prayer. And we thank you for 9/11, although we didn't seem to learn anything from that. We got you got our attention for a little bit, and then right back again to the downward plunge. And so, Lord, we know this nation is being judged and will be judged. And we know that perhaps you may slow the judgment down if we pray. I don't know, but we can't overturn what's already done. But we just pray that the church would be strong, Lord, and we would have an influence. This nation is not our salvation. Jesus Christ is our salvation. And we would be really active in these last days of being that instrument that you would have the church to be. Help us, especially in this land, for that, in Jesus' name. Well, we kind of come to the end of the time now, and we can tell by the prayers where hearts are and the frustration, and we all know it's because we've turned our back on you, Lord. But I think the first three verses of this psalm today are something that we also need to balance out against all of the wickedness that we see. The first three words say, the Lord reigns. The Lord is reigning. He's in control. Nothing is surprising him. We know he wants all to be saved. So all these prayers for salvation, we know that's in accordance with his will. There are three lets then in those first three verses that see only lets here in this psalm, I believe. The Lord reigns, okay? The Lord reigns. So what? Let the peoples tremble. The believers tremble for joy. The unbelievers should tremble for fear. The second thing, let the earth be shaken. Wow. I don't like that. Earthquakes, nuclear explosions, or whatever. But the Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be moved, or let the earth be shaken. And then finally, the third let, that's us, let them praise your great and awesome name. So I think that's something we want to be doing. Yes, we want to cry out for the righting of the wrongs. We want to cry out for everything, but we also want to praise his name, don't we? Isn't that what this says? One whole verse in this psalm is given to let them praise your great and awesome name, because he is holy. And his holiness is who he is, and that who is reigning. So let's just close by singing another little praise song here. This is actually entitled Agnus Dei. I don't know enough about the Latin to know what that means, but it is a song we're familiar with, Alleluia, Alleluia. So let us sing this song together. The words are there on our sheet.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for meeting us here again this morning in the sight of hands raised and hearts in praise is truly beautiful to behold. As you know, as you see, as you desire, I believe. So, Lord, guide us as we go, that we would be bold, but that all the truth that we would be given in love, Lord, just to represent you properly. So help us with your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.